And that has to do with the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, where Hashem teaches Moshe the secret of finding kapara. You all know the Gemara, of course, in Rosh Hashanah, the bris, that when we invoke the Yigim Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our tefillos. There's an Lashna Gemara, Yasu Fanak HaSeder Hazeh. Now there are those, the person who assume Yasu means to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malach the Bidrachav. But the Mashmos in Rashi in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, as well as the Yom Chumash, and other Mashmos as well, is that there's a power to the recitation. Maybe it has to do with understanding what you're saying, I would think, not just mouthing the words. But there's a koach in the tefillah. That's why the slichos are built around Yud Gimel Midos. The Levush writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the beginning, that we find slichos parallels tefillah. We start with an ashrei, we end with a tachnun, we have a Tadish Tiskabel. So what's the equivalent of the Shemona Esrei? Yud Gimel Midos. We keep coming back to Yud Gimel Midos. That's the crux. That's the whole tefillah is centered around Yud Gimel Midos. Rosh and Rashi in Chumash. Always good to start with Rashi in Chumash. Vayomani Avir Kotuli Al Panecha, there in Parshas Kisisa, is Yigam Megimu Yutes. Hogia Shah Shetir Bechvodi, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. Masha Ershel Schaliros, Vishani Rotze, Vitzerch Lamedcha Seder Tfila. I want to teach you the Seder Tfila. This is what Slichus is based on, Seder Tfila. Shekishin Tzrach, Tevach, Tzrach, Ma Yisrael. When you wanted to ask mercy after Chet Egel, his character is Chus Avos. You invoked Chol Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Vedecha. You invoked the Avos. Kesavrata, Shem Thomas Chus Avos, Eino Tikva. So that means that that's all you have. If, let's say, the Chus Avos is depleted, there's no more hope. So there is more hope. There's something that goes even beyond Chus Avos. And the Aver Kol Midas Tuvi Lefanecha Latsur, that tatsafu in the ma'ara, you are hidden in the air in the cave. The karasi v'shem Hashem lefanecha. Says Rashi, l'lamedcha seder bakashas rachanim. Hashem kiviyachol. The Gemara Mishnah says Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the seder of how to do it. He was misatif k'shiach tzibur. That's why the talis is important for the shiach tzibur. Af imtiches chus avos. Even if you no longer have the chus avos, u'keseder hazeh. Says Rashi, Shata Roe Osi Me'utav. This is in Maranavu, of course. He sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol with an image of a Shliach Tzibur Me'utav. The Kor Yud Gimel Midos. Hashem said, each Midah, Hevi Melamed Es Yisrael Lasus Kain. Teach that to Kal Yisrael. That's the secret. The Al Yidei, here's the Lashon Rashi. Al Yidei She Yaskiru Lefanai. Rashi doesn't say Yasu in terms of the Midos incorporated. That's also a great Inyan, but the koach here is the amira, or the invoking. She has kiru lefanei rachum v'chanu yu nenin, kiracha mailo kolim. And there's a tremendous amount of this in the also Rebbein Bechai here in Parshas Kisisa. The Gemara says, Eino chozeres reikam. So everyone asks, but what do you mean? So many Jews have invoked Yud Gimel Midos. So that's what someone is saying. It has to be yasu lefanei. You have to become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And others say, Eino chozeres reikam means that there'll be something that will be accepted. Not everything, but there's some element of kapara. But obviously that also requires some havana, like a person has to have some sense of what the midos are, and you know what they're saying, what it means. There are many perushim, so you have to try to figure out one pshat or whatever it is, just to, what does the midah exactly mean. Just to end with this, Rebbeinu Bechaya also in Pasha Shlach, and by Tzitzis, mentions this as well because of the union of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing a talis kaviyachol. He says, quotes the Gemara, "V'akavana b'maim razeh shebo lamdeinu seder tefila v'akasha ech nischanin lefana v'shinisatei b'talis v'shiniskor lefana v'shloshes v'emidos b'kavana v'yimkol lanu b'zeh." Then he says, that's why to use a white talis, I don't know today if you see it as much, but there are those who dafka yam nerayim, they don't have the black streaks of the talus, which is like tcheles. They dafka only use a talus of white. This idea of the white, he says, is a simon of mechila. Just one little point to mention, having said all of this, we should also recognize that Talmud Torah is a tremendous mitzvah as well. And as much as we do slichas, we shouldn't come to the expense of Talmud Torah. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir here, Baruch Hashem, you're all here. But Lamaisa, it's important to balance. You know, when to say slichas. Ideally, they're saying to say it at night. But if you say it before shachris, and you get up that much earlier, there's also an inyan. You get up earlier, doesn't it? So it's not the koach of the night, but it's also, it still has the koach of an extra seder tefillah. So if you realize that it's more important to get a better night's sleep, and you say slichas in the morning, you shouldn't feel guilty. To the contrary, if that means that the day later will be a better day of learning, then you're probably better off doing it that way. You have to make, everyone has to make their own cheshbon of what's better. If you're anyway up and you'll be okay, but you want to say it at night, it's also good, but you have to know what's, you know, what trade-off is. And this year, Dafka, the days of Slichas are more fewer than typical, because it's the fewest day, since you have Rosh Hashanah on a Thursday. But Lamaisa, we should make the most of it, and we should recognize the power of it. Also recognize how to balance saying slichas and also being able to go through your regular Seder HaYom and to be able to focus on your learning. And Mit Hashem, we should have the Shema, all of us, as we continue along to Rosh Hashanah. Any questions? That's off the recording.